The yen is lower against the dollar after the group of seven nations moved to weaken the Japanese currency. But the dollar also dropped against most other currencies today, following the coordinated currency intervention and word of a ceasefire in Libya. Stock dividends will grow for those holding shares of JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and U.S. Bank Corp. That's according to those banks. It appears they passed recent stress tests by the Federal Reserve, allowing them to increase their dividends. The Fed isn't saying who passed and who failed. During the financial crisis, banks slashed dividends to build capital cushions so they could absorb losses. Also today, there's news that unemployment rose in nearly all large U.S. cities in January compared to the previous month. But that was mostly because of seasonal changes like layoffs of temporary retail employees hired for the holidays. The Dow rose 84 points today, closing at 11,859. The index lost close to 200 points over the course of the week. The NASDAQ gained 8 points, ending at 2,644. And the S&P 500 settled at 1,279 after adding 5 points. This week, world governments took extraordinary measures to blunt the spike in the value of the Japanese yen. Albany lawmakers wrangled over the state budget, and developer Bruce Ratner said in order to cut costs, he might build the world's largest prefab tower in Brooklyn. We'll review the week's business and economic news now with Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Amy.
So let's start with the yen. The New York Federal Reserve Bank confirmed today that it intervened in currency markets in order to blunt the spike in value of the Japanese yen. Usually we think it means a nation's economy is doing well when the currency appreciates. But Japan is coping with a natural disaster and a nuclear crisis. So why has the yen been going up, and why did the Fed intervene?
Two reasons. One, some Japanese are bringing money home for the reconstruction effort. But that's the smaller part. Speculators believe that the Japanese will bring more assets home, and they bid the yen up. This is bad short term for Japan because it makes their products more expensive abroad. This is the first currency intervention of its type since 2000. The other industrialized nations said, we're not going to let this happen, and that's why they intervened.
And because an increased cost in Japanese goods could mean devastating effects for our economy and the supply line, for example, for automakers, right?
Well, the supply line's in trouble no matter what, irrespective of the currency, because we need them to start producing the goods to keep our autos in shape. Japanese products would just get more expensive. We would buy fewer of them. That would be bad for a country that needs to rebuild and is already extraordinarily in debt, you know.
We learned this week that Forest City Ratner, the developer of the Atlantic Yards project in Prospect Heights, Brooklyn, is considering a cheaper way to make good on the promise to build a residential tower there. Modular pieces made in a factory that could stack on top of each other. It's a long way off from the original vision for the site. What are the financial pressures here that Forest City is responding to?
Well, enormous. It's not 2007 anymore. And there's no money to borrow. And the city won't give Ratner any more subsidies. They're not going to subsidize Atlantic Yards more than other projects. But I'm not sure this is for real. You know, Ratner was building this big tower in Lower Manhattan and stopped construction last year till the construction unions made a deal to cut the cost. He may be sincere. He may just be looking for a construction deal. There are many construction union contracts under negotiation. We'll see where this all plays out.
The construction unions were some of his biggest supporters.
Right. And but, you know, he is in a difficult place. Demand is weak. Money's hard to find. Money's more expensive. But I think he might be looking for a good deal on building the tower, not on really doing modular apartments.
This is the latest in a long series of changes for this project. Frank Gehry was going to be the architect. There were going to be several very tall towers. Frank Gehry's no longer on board. The plan has been scaled back. You were a supporter of this project. In retrospect, do you regret that?
Well, it's changed a lot. Sure, I regret that it's not going to be beautiful off the bat. But, you know, 15 years from now, it might be great. I'm hoping.
Quick check-in on the Assembly and the Senate. They each passed their own version of a budget bill this week in Albany. How far apart are the two bills from each other, and how different are they from what Governor Cuomo wants?
Well, that's in the eye of the beholder. Let's put it this way. 2 weeks from today, we're going to be sitting here on the edge of our seats waiting to see what happens. The issues, will there be a millionaire's tax? Will it be used to cut education costs? Will there be rent regulations in this bill? Will they be extended? Will there be a property tax? And will the medical malpractice reforms agreed to by the Medicaid task force go into effect? Those are the four issues. The differences are significant. Will the governor insist on his position 2 weeks from today? We might, and we might not know.
And I'll talk to you then. Greg David, Director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at CUNY. Thanks so much.
Thank you.